Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
One man is dead and two other people wounded after a shooting at a basketball court in NYCHA's King Houses in Harlem last night. Social media video from the chaotic scene there. Police were called to the super block on 70 Lenox Avenue on a report of shots fired just before 10:30 p.m. They found the three victims near the King Dome basketball court. A 35-year-old man had a head wound. A 28-year-old man was shot in the leg. A 22-year-old woman hit in the arm. The 35-year-old was pronounced dead at the hospital. Now, police have not released his name, but media reports identify him as Keanu Rochford, initially from Brooklyn. The baseball site Dave's Joint offers condolences to Rochford's family and friends, describing him as a former standout at Brooklyn's Globe Tech and Fairleigh Dickinson University. He played professionally in Europe from 2013 to 2021. The other victims are said to be in stable condition. Police say there are no arrests and the investigation is ongoing. The iconic Guggenheim Museum and 30 other Upper East Side buildings have cooling towers where water is tested positive for bacteria that causes Legionnaire's disease. The city released a list of 31 buildings yesterday as they continue to investigate the outbreak. Health Commissioner Dr. Alistair Martin.
We've already remediated 19 of these 31 buildings by ordering them to do the full draining, the cleaning, and the disinfecting.
Now, the Guggenheim is among those that have been disinfected. The other dozen are expected to finish their cleanup shortly. At this point, 46 cases have been reported, 22 people still in the hospital. No deaths reported so far. More on the outbreak.
Mayor Mamdani says health officials are continuing their work to identify sources of Legionnaire's bacteria and stop the spread.
We have completed sampling of and testing every single one of the cooling towers in the affected area.
And those buildings have been ordered to clean and disinfect the towers based on testing results.
Where we've wanted to focus our efforts is first on anywhere that may be affected at this time and then start to expand that out.
So far, the affected zip codes have included 10075, 10028, and 10128. The mayor was asked but did not say whether the city would provide free testing for people who believe they have symptoms. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A lot of New Yorkers have been fighting a nasty intestinal bug. The Centers for Disease Control says as many as 160 have cyclosporiasis right now, and nearly 400 cases have been reported since May, about two-thirds of them in the five boroughs. Now, the parasitic infection made headlines recently with nearly 1,000 cases in Michigan. National health officials, though, say it's part of a nationwide outbreak with many cases going unreported. The New York State Department of Health says cyclosporiasis can cause diarrhea in people who consume infected food or water. It's unlikely to spread person to person. Experts say for most people, it's more uncomfortable than dangerous, and it is treatable with antibiotics. While the cause of this outbreak isn't known so far, earlier ones have been linked to imported fresh produce like cilantro, salad mix, or raspberries. The health experts advise folks to thoroughly wash, peel, or cook potentially contaminated produce. He's guilty and he's facing years in jail. A Bronx man pled to disturbing animal cruelty charges yesterday. Prosecutors say 27-year-old David Mosley tortured a cat to death in some kind of occult ritual days before Halloween last year, posting video. And later he just talked about it in a live stream.
If I did unalive that cat, where is the rest of this, like the matter at? You feel me?
And after his plea, he was immediately taken into custody. He's expected to get a two-year sentence next month. Animal advocates say they're glad to see him put away. They say the sentence sends a message that you just can't kill and torture animals. Well, make that Westchester 250. While the Declaration of Independence was signed in Philadelphia on July 4th, it didn't get to Westchester till the 11th. There's a special celebration today in New Rochelle to mark the 250th anniversary of the first public reading of the Declaration there. At the Voices of the People event today, there'll be a public reading of the Declaration and other foundational texts. Barbara Davis is New Rochelle City Historian.
This is such a good opportunity to step back and take stock and really think about what the founding fathers and mothers right next to them were putting together, the framework that they were establishing.
The event runs today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be a picnic. Rape charges for an NYPD inspector accused of sexually assaulting a female subordinate in his office. 46-year-old Inspector Jeremy Shublin arraigned yesterday in Bronx County Superior Court on a long list of charges, including attempted first-degree rape, sexual abuse, and assault. Prosecutors say he attacked the woman in January of 2025. NYPD Internal Affairs investigated the allegation and sent it on to the Bronx DA. He was released on bail after pleading not guilty. He's due back in court in October. NYPD has suspended him without pay. It's going to be a lot easier for New Yorkers to get out of subscriptions and avoid junk fees soon.
All those subscriptions, memberships that were easy enough to sign up for, but that you can't get out of. Mayor Mamdani is addressing that.
We will be launching the nation's first ever click-to-cancel rule.
The mayor says companies rely on the fees and the difficulties in stopping them. Consumer Protection Commissioner Sam Levine also addressing hidden junk fees.
The price you see should be the price you pay.
Officials plan to make companies aware and request cooperation, and they urge customers to call 311 to report any difficulties with opaque pricing or cancellations. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Not much change in admissions to the city's specialized high schools in the first cycle under Mayor Mamdani. A daily news analysis of data released yesterday showed almost exactly the same tiny numbers of Black and Hispanic students being accepted this year. 3.5% of acceptances went to Black students compared to 3% last year. For Hispanic students, the number actually fell from 6.9% to 6.5%. At Stuyvesant High, the most selective school, only 3 of almost 800 offers went to Black students. Mayor Mamdani, a Bronx Science alum, has said that he had originally opposed the test system but changed his stance during the campaign. Now he says he supports an independent analysis of the system. I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.